This is Caregiver's Compass, an uplifting podcast all about the ins and outs of caregiving for a loved one. Tips, tricks, true stories, and experts. It's all here on Caregiver's Compass. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Caregiver's Compass. My name is Stephanie Muscat. I am a registered social worker and psychotherapist. Please note that this episode is not the act of psychotherapy. Today's topic is going to be a little bit taboo because it's one that many of my clients and patients and even myself have thought to themselves, but to say it out loud, to acknowledge it, it seems to be wrong. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because I want to demystify the negative perceptions around this and the guilt around this, the shame around this, because there are reasons why these thoughts can come up. And so I am going to start by saying that these thoughts can take on different forms, but it can ultimately present as someone feeling like, I wish that the loved one that I'm caring for just wasn't here anymore, would pass away, you know, whether it's to stop their loved one suffering, to stop seeing the decline, to end the suffering or discomfort or extreme sadness, anxiety, depression that the caregiver is feeling. These thoughts have a purpose. Now, obviously, when it comes to the realm of someone feeling like they're actually going to engage in harming someone else or themselves, that is an entirely different story. And that is an issue, a big issue. And in that respect, I would say, please seek out professional help immediately. Call your local emergency department if that's the case. But if you're having fleeting thoughts about ultimately escaping the current situation, whether that's the passing of somebody else or wishing that their suffering would end, the reason for this is truly because this time is so hard. This time is so difficult. And going through days, weeks, months, years of seeing your loved one decline, seeing your loved one change is so heartbreaking. It's so difficult. Obviously, many of the people who have these thoughts do not want those outcomes. We don't want the people we love to pass away. We don't want to lose the people that are in our lives. But sometimes our mind can try and solve these so-called problems and issues by just going to those places. You know, I just wish this would end. I just wish this never happened. I wish they passed away after their incident in the hospital. I wish that they didn't come home and have to go through years of therapy. I wish they wouldn't have to come home and go through delirium and stages where they don't know who I am, or periods where I have to bathe them and change them and put them through these situations that they would never want, that I would never want as a caregiver. But then there's the other part of this, which is, okay, I'm having these thoughts and now I feel like a terrible person. How could I possibly have these thoughts? I love this person. I would never want this. And obviously that's the case because you've been spending so much time and energy and effort and really taking so much of your own life and putting it into this other person. And so why would you want that? But these are the brain's way of saying, let this pain and suffering end, right? Let the pain of the grief that you're feeling over the loss of the person you knew, the loss of the life you knew, let that end. And there's a lot of embarrassment about sharing this, even with me as a therapist. My clients will say, you know, I have these horrible thoughts, or they won't come to me with these for many, many, many weeks or many months. And then suddenly they'll say, you know, I have to tell you, now that we've established a relationship together, I've been thinking this for a really long time and it's awful. There is something wrong with me. Well, I'm just going to open up the conversation right now and tell you that 99% of people who are in situations like this, caring for a child with a developmental delay, caring for a child who will never be able to leave the house, caring for a partner who no longer knows who they are, 99% of the people going through extreme stress day in and day out in these situations who are coming to me for support have expressed having these thoughts. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, I wish that this person would pass away in a peaceful manner. It could be, I wish that we had the opportunity to separate before this happened so I could support them in an external manner. I wish that I made the decision not to try for this child because now this child is going to be dependent on me for the rest of my life. And it's so hard for me. I mean, I can think of so many ways that this has exhibited itself with people that I've worked with throughout the years. So I want to remove the stigma from this. I mean, we're not going to go around telling everybody, oh yeah, hi, how's your day? Oh good, I just wish that this person would die, or I wish that we broke up. Obviously not. But the reason, or the fact that you're having the feelings of embarrassment and shame around this thought, is because you know it's not a societally acceptable thought. It's not a thought that people might go and say, oh yeah, you know, that's okay, or that makes sense, right? This is a thought that if we put it out there on social media, people would condemn it, people would talk negatively about it. And I don't see many people speaking about this in conversation. And so my passion and my aim is to bring awareness to all things caregiving. And this is one of those big things that keeps coming up over and over again that I talk to people about as being okay. You know, we can allow these thoughts to be, these are very scary thoughts, and we can allow them to be, we can watch them kind of go over us like a cloud and accept that that is our brain's way of saying, I want out of this. This is so horrible and hard. And why is it horrible and hard? Because you would never want this situation. You would never want the grief you're feeling. You'd never want the sadness and the anxiety. You would never want any of it. So ultimately, your negative feelings about having these thoughts show you that you actually truly care about this person. You actually truly care about their well-being and them maintaining their composure and them being who you always knew and you having that life too. But having thoughts does not make them reality. Having thoughts does not mean you're going to act on those thoughts. And again, if you're really having a plan and feel the urge to act on those thoughts, it's a very different situation. But I just wanted to bring this up today to tell you, you're not alone in this. These thoughts are common. These thoughts are normal. And it's okay. And it can be a very big part of this entire process and this entire journey. So hang in there. Use the grounding techniques, the breathing techniques, everything that we talk about as mental health clinicians. If you haven't explored that, if you haven't learned that, feel free to browse my page, send me a message. I'd be happy to share more things about this. Reach out to a mental health professional if you're really struggling with these thoughts, if you hate these thoughts, if you need to work through these thoughts. That's what we're here for. and know that it is going to be okay. As horrible and difficult as this feels, it is going to be okay. So, we're here with you. We will see you next week. You're okay.
Thanks for listening to Caregiver's Compass. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find our podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. I'm Stephanie Muscat. Have an uplifting day, and I'll see you next time.